this is your life, right? You are living your life, and every second you're living is one less second you have left to live. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at IsoldeT on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Super excited that you're here. I want to talk today about when enough is enough. This is another one of my walking, talking, and thinking episodes. Hopefully it won't be that long, but the content, I think, is something really important. I saw something recently on one of the Facebook groups I'm in all about marketing and being a successful entrepreneur. And the woman posted saying, you know what, I've finally just, after a year and a half of trying, I've quit, I've closed down, I'm done with Facebook groups, I'm not going to use them anymore to try and work my business. And she said that it was a real relief for her, because she kept trying and trying and hitting her head against that wall. And there are lots of people out there who want to sell you on, hey, you need to do this. You need to follow this way. You need to create a Facebook group and then nurture them and nourish them and then sell to them and da-da-da-da-da-da. And you know what? Ugh. That's my way of looking at it, honestly. And the reason is because it may not be for everybody, right? There might be people who are really good and who want to do the monumental amount of work that it takes to nourish and nurture a Facebook group of potential clients and then sell to those clients and then sort of keep working that whole thing to build their businesses. But a lot of us aren't like that. That's not what we're good at. I'm not good at that. When I start a Facebook group of something, I don't want to market to anybody. I want it to be a group where we're all working together. And I did that with the Vegan Writers of New York City group that I started, almost nine months ago, something like that. And what I did is I was just telling this to a friend this morning. Here's what I did. I went, you know what? I wanna know more writers. I'm a writer. I want to know more writers in New York City. Things are starting to think about opening up a little bit. And I want to meet people who are trying to do or doing the same thing I'm doing. And I want them to be vegan. Why? Because I ultimately, honestly, I want the entire world to be vegan, but that's not the point here. The point is that I wanted to be able to also support vegan restaurants and cafes with our meetings. So it was going to be a way of petting two cats with one hand. I was going to be able to meet people who are also writers, connect with them, help them, and have them hopefully help me work on our writing and really sort of develop a community, if you will. But I also wanted to support vegan places, get them more money, get them more people coming to them, et cetera, et cetera. And there were people who thought, oh, you're just in it for money. You're going to try and sell us stuff. No, I'm not. I'm not trying to sell anybody anything. I've never tried to sell anybody anything in any group I've started like that, because that's not my goal, right? I'm not trying to market to people. I want to build community. And there are lots of people out there who are like, no, Facebook groups really are for just nurturing potential clients. And this woman who posted about it and said, I finally gave up on it and I'm going to go focus on other things to do, was in many ways being an innovator, you know, because the sort of current wisdom is that these are the things you need to do. And we vacillate between something like Facebook groups and an email list. Oh, you need to have an email list, because what if these social media platforms go away and all of these people who've been following you can't follow you anymore because you social media platform isn't there anymore. And here's the thing. Those trends go and come and come and go, right? One day it's Facebook groups, the next day it's Clubhouse, the day after that it's TikTok, the day after that it's an email list. or your website or whatever it is, those are trends and they will go one way or another. And the thing is, we keep getting these messages that, oh, you need to do this. You need to take my course on Facebook groups, and that's the way you're going to be able to know how to nourish a Facebook group. Well, guess what? Somebody else is going to come along and go, you need to take my course on email list building. And somebody else is going to go, this is how you go viral on TikTok. Follow me for more tips. How many times have you heard that, right? If you're at all on TikTok, you've probably heard it a lot. And the same thing happened with Clubhouse. I tried to get into Clubhouse because you know me, I love to talk, and I just couldn't. It just felt like this earnest selling while saying that you weren't selling, right? And it just felt icky to me. I want to have good conversations. I want to listen and learn and also add value and contribute. But I just, I couldn't stand the patina of ick. And this is nothing against Clubhouse, and this is nothing against the people who are doing really well on Clubhouse. Go them. It's just that it wasn't for me, and I had to walk away, right? And that's the whole point of this little mini episode, is to go, okay, when you're trying to do something, at what point do you go, you know what, this is not working for me, and I am going to step away. Right? As I get older, I'm a hire fast, fire fast kind of person more and more. I am totally willing to try the new thing, but I also have to be evaluative. I have to assess every step of the way. Is this working for me? If it is, great. If it's not, why? What's keeping it from working for me? Now, there are growing pains, right? You could have discomfort around trying the new thing. I'm all about trying the new thing. Almost always, there's a way, if you totally screw it up, if you blow the whole thing up, there's almost always a way to hit Command Z and get it back, right? So trying something new, nothing wrong with that. I want to taste it all. I want to see what it all is. But I've also gotten really good at going, nope, not for me, nope, not for me, nope, not for me. Ah, this one's for me. This one I'm going to keep going on. And that's the point, is at some point you have to look at how hard you've tried, and also have you had a good time while trying, right? Challenges that are good challenges, even when there are a lot of work, on some level feel kind of good, right? Because you feel like you're working towards something that you really want to be doing. Challenges that are just, well, they're not growing pains. They perhaps are trying to tell you this thing that you're trying to do isn't working. And so when do you say, okay, enough is enough, I'm done, right? When you get to that place, you can walk away without regrets. And that's the thing, is you need to evaluate and assess. This is what I do. I evaluate and assess at every step. Will I have a regret if I walk away from this now? If I won't, I wash my hands and I move on. If I will, I see what else I could try, right? What is one small thing, you know me, what is one small thing I can do right now to make things better, to improve things? If I can do it, I will do it. If I can't, or if I go, you know what, it's not worth doing, then at that point I go, okay, enough is enough. Now here's the thing about that enough is enough. There are some patterns that are hardwired in you to keep trying, right? I am a fix-it personality. I will keep trying to fix stuff that's broken until the day is done, and then some. And sometimes that is a beautiful thing, because I will, by hook or by crook, figure out how to fix it. And then there are times when it may not be my job to fix it. It may not be my role to fix it. And I will keep banging my head against that wall. I will keep rolling that boulder up the hill, even long after I could have stopped. And so the key is to become self-aware enough to go, is this enough? Have I done enough? And then on top of that, you need to change your patterns of behavior and change your habit of trying to fix it, of trying to keep doing it, and stop. Right? So let's go back to that Facebook group thing. The woman who posted about it, she said she deleted everyone from the Facebook groups, let them know it was breaking down, and closed them, right? She shuttered them, deleted them. So she made it very final. Boom, I'm done and I'm not doing any more. And that makes it a lot easier to sort of kick the habit, right? So that you don't keep trying to go back and try and, oh, I could do one more thing. If you're still one more thinging it, that's a different story than being done. So evaluate for yourself whether or not you're done. This isn't working. I'm just done. And then do that, right? And if you need to blow it up like the woman did, deleting everything, closing everything down, deleting the groups, then I think that's what you need to do. The thing is, you need to be sure you're ready for that, right? You can't say, I'm ready for it, and then blow it all up, and then, oh, wait, I could have done X. Don't do that to yourself. The whole point of this is accepting that you're finished and leaving it be. That's really, really hard for a lot of us. The leaving it be part is really hard because you keep wanting to go back and fiddle with it. You keep wanting to go back and go, oh, but there could be one other thing I could do. That one other thing, if it's still sort of nagging at you, then maybe it's not yet time to close it all down. But it's really important to be final about it when you are ready to close it all down. The same thing, actually, now that I think about it, goes for relationships. You know, some relationships run their course and you are done. And when you are done, be done. Right? The same thing goes with friendships, colleagues, work situations. If you're done, this is, I'm going to be very honest, this is it. This is your life, right? You are living your life. And every second you're living is one less second you have left to live. I know that sounds weird, but there it is. So I'm here to say that staying somewhere that is not good for you, that is not comfortable, keeping beating your head against the wall for something that isn't perhaps the right path or that you think you should be doing, I hate that should word, you know that, isn't helping. So assess and evaluate for yourself. Is this something that I need to let go of, or is this something I want to keep working on? And then work from there. And once you've made that change, don't try to go back and resurrect it. Once you're done, be done. Alrighty, I hope that you've enjoyed today's mini episode. This is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast. As always, if you are interested in joining the Coffee by the Water Club, I would love to have you. There's always some really cool, fun bonus material in there for you if you join. And the episode was brought to you by Brain FM and also Canva. I always forget to say that Canva's one of my affiliates. And if you decide to try either one, I might get a little cash kickback, which is cool. I only ever support companies and organizations that I wholeheartedly believe in. Brain FM I use every single day. I used it this morning to meditate. So anyway, until next time, I remind you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.